Thanks, David.
Writing, like every other discipline, requires your time, your energy, your effort, your heart, and your mind to put it together.
The voice of the 2011 winner of the National Book Award for Poetry, Nikki Finney, who also is a professor of creative writing in the Department of English at the University of Kentucky and a provost's distinguished service professor.
I did not want to interpret other people's work. I did not want to reinterpret other people's work in whatever fashion. I wanted to create an original voice. I wanted to create original work. That was my definition of an artist.
This Conway, South Carolina native's connections to UK go back to the 1970s and her days as a student at Talladega College in Alabama, where she read the Callaloo Journal, published by UK and Professor Charles Rowell.
And he was such a brilliant editor in bringing together all these different voices that I thought, who is doing this? Where is this being published in? This is a really important journal in my education as a young poet.
Kentucky's rich tradition of writers cannot be overstated.
We're not trying to convince you of anything. We just want to do our work and put our work out in the world. And so the list of writers that have come from this region and come from this land for generations is long and very, very important to American letters.
Head Off and Split is the title of Finney's National Book Award-winning collection of poems. The term comes from her childhood days of going to the fish market, where the fishmonger would ask her how she wanted the fish trimmed for cooking.
What about if we compared that to things in life that get cut away, that get dismembered, that get handed over and then cleaned up?
Nikki Finney said that receiving the National Book Award with her mother and father there with her in New York is a pinnacle moment in her life.
Here were strangers who had received my book who were then saying, yes, I see what she's talking about. Yes, this is powerful enough to be called one of the five best books in the land, and then to be chosen as the strongest of those five. It's really very, very profound.
On teaching creative writing, poetry, and fiction writing at UK, where she was invited to come as a visiting faculty member for 1 year in the late 1980s, and where she elected to stay.
You have to tell them the truth. You have to teach them something that's worth their time.
Creative writing professor Nikki Finney, the first University of Kentucky faculty member to win the National Book Award. Seeing Blue, I'm Carl Nathy with UK at the Half.